This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on a third watch, whatever it is you're doing, wherever you're doing it at, thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the folks that want to follow us on Facebook, you can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the page, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, to start us out, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, obviously we had the vice presidential debate last night, and here's my take. I'm going to get it right out there on the table right now. Kamala Harris came across to me as an arrogant, snarky smartass that everybody tried to avoid in school because they always were better than we were. They always knew more than you. Now, as far as lies, I couldn't even keep up with the fact that I'm up to 15 or 16 fact-checked lies that I verified. There were dozens on top of that. I mean, the woman just absolutely lied her you-know-what off. And Vice President Pence was low-key, an understatement certainly, but he was honest. And he made some very good key points, especially at the end. Now, I say, just based on what I saw at the end and knowing what I know about Kamala Harris and all the lies she did, that Vice President Mike Pence won on the truth. Kamala may have won on style. And after all, she was a prosecutor and played her role well during this debate.
Well, that's true. That's very true. But I do think, of course, since there wasn't really a knockout per se, and I don't think Pence was going for that knockout, but when you don't have one of those, you go to the scorecards. And, Captain, I think that Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, overwhelmingly was the victor in this matchup. I think Kamala Harris just sort of demonstrated she's not really ready for prime time in that sense. She continued to look daggers at Pence. When she wasn't doing a smirk, she was looking daggers, at least from what I could tell. And what that did, especially on the split screen, it comes off as very off-putting. And so I think anybody tuning in last night to the debate, trying to make a decision about, you know, how do I really feel about the Biden-Harris ticket, they might have come away with a little bit of a different sort of an idea after seeing how she comported herself in the whole thing.
Well, CNN rattled right off the bat. Oh, the debate was clearly won by Kamala Harris, but not according to Jake Tapper. He said that Harris would not answer the question about the court packing, and that was significant, and Biden and Harris should have answered it. For that reason alone, she lost points on that. But wait till you hear this one. Nora O'Donnell, CBS News. Mike Pence was masterful, and many times it seemed like Kamala was on the defense. Sarah Fagan, ABC News. Vice President Pence was very strong in the economy. He really had Kamala Harris on the defense, especially on the new Green New Deal and the impact it would have on jobs and taxes, so I thought he did a great job. Lindsay Davis, ABC News. It was Pence who actually really held Kamala Harris feet to the fire. At one point he said, I just want the record to reflect that she never answered the question. He was referring, of course, to the Supreme Court. And then there was Josh Hammer from Newsweek. He said, this is one of the most one-sided political debates I can recall watching. Pence is in his element, he's on cruise control, and he won. Then you had Rich Lowry from the National Review. He said Pence wins economic exchange going away. Ari Fleischer said Pence cleaned Biden's clock on foreign policy, blah, 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 blah. Josh Rogan from CNN, there's another one. Pence, China's to blame for the coronavirus. Fact check, true. Guy Benson from Town Hall said Pence just pressed a member of the Biden-Harris ticket on court packing harder and more clearly than any other journalist to date. And I've got more. I've got at least 10 more that all say that Mike Pence won. And these are liberals, Kyle. Liberals.
Yeah, that's really, really significant, Captain. And when she got rattled, she would go back to the talking points, basically. Mike Pence was able to continually, in my opinion, just adapt to whatever the situation was. He would use time to go back and refute or comment on what Kamala Harris had said. But she would sit there and she would either shift in her chair or she would scribble furiously on her notepad or do these kinds of things, which kind of, again, because of that split screen, and that's very significant in these debates. People are watching how each candidate is reacting. And but the Supreme Court packing question, Captain, this was probably one of the most significant moments of that debate. If she can't say yes or no and defend it, the American voters know, wait a minute, what are we getting ourselves into here?
Right. And you and I knew what was going on. And one of my female lawyer friends who used to be a prosecuting attorney, district attorney in upstate New York, she said that she had to turn on the radio so she could hear what was being said and not see it because she wasn't happy with what the facial expressions from Kamala Harris. As a matter of fact, it was making her very mad to watch Kamala Harris sitting there. And she said she was just snarky. But
yeah,
but she was being the prosecutor, the prosecuting attorney, which is what they do. And you know how they get sometimes. You've seen Perry Mason enough, right?
Oh, yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren coming right back. And we got a lot more to talk about. If you want to give us a call, 877-969-8600. Let us know what you thought about the debate, the vice presidential debate. That's 877-969-8600. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And I'll tell you what, this segment of the program brought to you by two of my most favorite people that have helped me out immensely, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. And they tell me, and we had a conversation here the other day, that our bodies were designed to heal, which is why they made the product the way that they did with the four ingredients that are in there, and I'll tell you about in a minute. And that's right, you heard me say this, designed to heal. And I agree with them, because the doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free, that help your body heal. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3. It lowers or eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever's going on. It'll go right to the source of the pain and get rid of it. And this is part of an integrated health plan, because when you start taking this stuff, you get an opportunity to not only stay on it, but you get a chance to solve any problems that you got when it comes to discomfort of any type. And the pain is just a killer. I mean, there's people listening to me right now that can't sleep because of the pain that they're in. So here we go. Let's send you over to relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. See how it works out for you. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got a couple callers on the line, so let me go to caller number one first, and we'll go from there. Good morning. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
Yes, it is, Captain. Professor, good morning. I don't want to take up too much time, but I have two major points. First of all, She said, we're going to decriminalize marijuana and we're going to wipe the people's records clean that were prosecuted for marijuana.
Mm.
You prosecuted hundreds of people in California for marijuana.
Maybe thousands.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. And now all of a sudden it's okay. That's point number one. Now, point number two, Hillary Clinton, just to show you how evil she is, you know, this thing that they tried to cook up against the president and then the whole thing with the email server, but even before that, Benghazi, you know, the American heroes who went over there in the diplomatic service to protect our interests were killed because of her incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Killed. So she belongs in jail. Peter Strzok belongs in jail. His little girlfriend belongs in jail. Comey belongs in jail. All of these people that had anything to do with any of those deserve a nice long vacation in Uncle Sam's high-security, state-of-the-art hotel.
Leavenworth.
And I want you and the professor to comment on that.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks. And we'll get right to this, Kyle. So you first.
Well, yes, I do think that certainly when we have the information that we have already about what was going on, spying on the Trump campaign and so forth, somebody somewhere, and a lot of different people, I think, do need to be prosecuted for that. Because this is, again, talking about attacking our democracy or attacking our country, that's pretty high up there on the list. As to the marijuana thing and so forth, yeah, well, Kamala Harris is just fine with a lot of stuff now, because they asked her to come on and be the VP on the ticket. And in additionally, evidently she's fine with all the stuff that she absolutely attacked Joe Biden with in the primary debate. So all that went poof into the ether as well.
You're right. And the other thing is we've just had 1,000 pages of email and text messages from John Brennan and other people back and forth, Susan Rice and the president, former President Barack Obama's mentioning this. There's going to be a lot more going on here. Now, we have a second caller, so let's go over there. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Tom. Let's get down to business. Who is the idiot that's voting for a Democrat? Who are you? Okay, there should be one vote in Pennsylvania, Hunter Biden. There should be one vote in Virginia, that's blackface. There should be one vote in North Carolina, that's the idiot governor over there. Every American, every man, woman, and child should be voting for Donald Trump and your Republican House and your Republican Senator. Just like Kyle just said, Kamala Harris had less than 2% of the vote. Okay, and she's going to go out. She said that Joe Biden was a racist and that she was abused and Joe Biden was one of those kind of people that abused her. Now she sold her soul to jump on the ticket. I don't see Me Too, Me Three, and Me Four complaining about Joe Biden. Okay, that guy, Barack Obama didn't do one doggone thing for blacks. My black friend said, my last name is Simi, like, now see me later. They said, Simi, who you voting for? I said, bro, I said, Barack Obama ain't done nothing for you blacks. I said, now he, and they said, so what you saying? You say Joe Biden's tipping us out like a cheap whore? I said, yes. I said, yes. I said, make America great. You know what make America great is? I want you to be rich, happy, and healthy like me, Donald J. Trump, and keep the government out of your life. That's what makes America great. The brother said to me, Steve, we're voting Republican. We're voting Republican. Okay, that's the bottom line. Vote Republican for your family, for Jesus, for the nation, for our cops, for our military, and vote for your Republican House member, your Republican Congresswoman, and send some money to them, and get some money to them, and stand up, and then
okay.
Have a federal judge over here in Florida. You had all, I already
all right. Wrap it up, my friend.
Ballot box right there. Stop this now right here. Okay, let's get to work.
All right. Thanks very much. And that's Todd in Tampa. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, he covered a lot, obviously, and he's had his coffee for sure. But,
mm-hmm.
but he, again, Donald Trump did make the rising tide lift all boats. Donald Trump is actually trying to provide opportunity for all Americans, and it's the Democrats, I'm sorry to say, who are doing the identity politics, race baiting, and trying to divide us.
Well, Vice President Pence called out Kamala Harris for supporting the massive tax hikes, job-killing Green New Deal, banning fracking, surrendering to China. He said, and I quote, the American economy, the American comeback is on the ballot. It is, and it's there, and it's doing well, and we know it. And those of us that have benefited from it have benefited from it. There's a few people that may have fallen through the cracks, but they're being caught up with right now. That's the whole purpose of what's going on. Okay, we've got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ellen in Atlanta.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing good, Captain and Kyle. Good morning to you. I have a comment about the debate last night.
Sure.
You know, the very last question that the moderator asked each of the candidates.
Yeah.
She read that letter from that school kid.
We don't know if that was a school kid. That's the first thing I thought of, but go ahead.
I thought Mike Pence gave a terrific response to that.
Yep.
He was all about America and, you know, bright future for the kid and being a citizen and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think that snarky person on the other side of the table was quite as good at all. Her answer was not good.
Right. She tried to go negative with it.
Yeah, and she got into all this stuff. I mean, Mike Pence was all about America, and I liked his response a lot.
Yep, and thank you very much for the call, and thanks for listening to us up there on AM 920 The Answer, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, you take care. And Kyle, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I appreciate what he was saying very, very much. And I think that, Mike Pence, he did a good response. And then Kamala Harris, if I recall correctly, she kind of turned it into a thing of, that's why everybody's got to go out there and vote and give us power so we can do the stuff we want to do or whatever. But it wasn't about that person. In my opinion, it just became more about, go out and vote. And it became another campaign. Like, it was almost like we paused this debate for a moment. We're a campaign commercial from Kamala Harris. And because they're desperate, Captain, they know they're not doing well, so they keep sort of begging for votes.
Right. Now, let's drift on over here again. We have another caller. I think I know who this is. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, it's Mel. Sorry.
Okay, you got about 30 seconds. We're running up on a break, but go ahead.
Yeah, on that last call, I do appreciate our man Todd. He's right on the ball. But yeah, the last call about the letters from the school kid. Yeah, right. She was all about it. Right. President, Vice President Trump,
Pence.
Pence. He was right on the money. He's all about America and doing the right thing. But like the left. She's all about attack. She changes colors at whenever it's at her event. She's black.
Now wait a minute. She's not black. She's dark skinned, but not black. Remember, her father's from the islands, and her mother's from India. Mm-hmm.
Right. All right.
Okay.
God bless America.
Thank you, and God bless America to you. Right back. And Kyle, tell me I said something wrong.
Well, we know what her heritage is. That's
yeah,
correct.
She's not black. She keeps trying to refer to herself as a black person. She's not. She's trying to, appeal to the group. That's one of the reasons why they didn't vote for her the last time. Why she couldn't get out of her own way. Because she tried to represent herself. And by the way, a couple times she represented herself as an African American. Go figure that one out. All right, we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Back to work at the Oval Office Wednesday. The president from Twitter.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. And I'm standing in front of the Oval Office at the White House, which is always an exciting place to be. I got back a day ago from Walter Reed Medical Center. I spent 4 days there and didn't have to. I could have stayed at the White House, but the doctor said, because you're president, let's do it. I said, fine. You tell me what to do, and I'm going to listen. These are great professionals. They've done a fantastic job. And by the way, not only at Walter Reed, all over the country, we have the greatest doctors in the world. We have the greatest nurses.
And a vice presidential debate underway at 9 Eastern from Utah. Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris will face off with moderator USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And if you folks down in Sarasota, Tampa Bay, want to see Larry Elder, you can do it on October the 23rd, Friday night, October the 23rd, at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. We will be down there, myself, with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, Charlie Kirk, and Phil Grandy for the Salem Conservative Summit. And if you want to get tickets for that, you can go to the TheAnswerTampa.com, TheAnswerSarasota.com, and for you VIP members, take a look at what was sent to you in your email, and you'll appreciate that, too. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance, GEICO.com. Go to the website, type in your zip code, and get yourself a cost comparison on insurance. See what you're getting right now and what you could get with them. By the way, I'm getting a brand new windshield today, compliments of Auto Glass America, because of a dump truck that went by me and dropped off a piece of concrete and it hit my windshield. Oh boy, it's a good thing it was on the passenger side. But anyway, I'm getting a new windshield today from Auto Glass America, so I'll have first-hand experience there. And my insurance company, Geico Insurance, said, yep, you're covered, no problem. Get the people you want to take care of it. So there you go. It's that simple. Some companies are that easy to deal with. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to remind everybody, if you want to call in and render your opinion about the presidential, vice presidential debate, the number is 877-969-8600. Happy to take your call, 877-969-8600. Well, Kyle, let me just say something here, because I was sitting there looking at some notes, and as I said, I was talking to some attorney friends of mine. We were in a chat room, and one of my friends from upstate New York, former prosecuting attorney, district attorney, was making comments. Because she said that Kamala Harris was acting just the way these young, cocky district attorneys do when they go and prosecute a case. Does that make sense?
That sure does, yeah.
Okay, now, Vice President Mike Pence made it clear last night that President Trump is a clear choice to continue to rebuild the American economy, because Vice President Pence exposed Joe Biden's plan to raise the taxes by $4 trillion, which would strangle the economy. Also, the Green New Deal regulations ban fracking. There's videos all over the place about him talking about banning fracking and getting rid of fossil fuels. It would kill a couple of 100,000 jobs in the fracking industry to boot in the process. I mean, it's not good for America. And when it comes to the Chinese, they own Biden.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that when Vice President Pence, Captain, countered Kamala Harris when she talked about, you know, lost the trade war with China, he said Joe Biden had never fought that war.
No, all he did was take their money so they could continue to do what they were doing. Okay, yeah. We have another caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary from Tampa.
What's up?
Well, I was surprised that Joe Biden made an appearance there tonight.
You're surprised?
That Joe Biden came to the debate. I didn't think he was allowed there.
I didn't see him there, so I thought he made an appearance on television.
No. I saw him on top of Mike Pence's head. He was sniffing his hair for about 5 minutes.
Oh. Okay, thank you very much. All right, that's what that was about. No, I was going to say, I didn't see Biden there.
No, but of course the fly has become this huge thing on Twitter now, of course.
Yeah.
But again, you know, Mike Pence cool as a cucumber. That, you know, he really was cool as a cucumber. Again, you know, when you have a lot of these things that Mike Pence was able to just really counter against Kamala Harris, I think it raveled her a lot, and this caused her to, you know, shift in her chair and laugh, or, you know, do the head shake thing and so forth. Very, very powerful nonverbal messages that she was sending tonight, and certainly inadvertently, or not what she wanted to do.
She got very uneasy when they talked about Kayla Mueller, and the parents were sitting in the audience. Vice President Pence lambasted Joe Biden's failure to confront the ISIS terrorists. They literally were in a position where they could have gotten her. And when Joe Biden was vice president, they hesitated for a month. Biden said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. He was the one that shot down the thing there, just like Osama bin Laden, although they went ahead and did it against his best wishes. But her family said that if Donald Trump had been the president, they believe Kala would be alive today, because he would have gone in there. He wouldn't have hesitated.
Well, that's right, because as a leader, especially as the President of the United States, you have to have boldness, you have to know when it's time to act. But Joe Biden has demonstrated that, I guess the best expression, Captain, would be he's risk-averse, basically, for things. My goodness, we can't be risk-averse when it comes to saving American lives.
Now, I've got a story I'm going to say for the second hour, and for the Vietnam veterans that are out there, you're going to want to pay attention to this, because I've done a lot of research here and a lot of investigation with the things that are going on here. And as I said, I was up to 15 fact-check lies from Kamala Harris and could have probably doubled that if I kept going. I just said, man, I could talk about this all night, but I'm not going to. I'll let the talking heads do it. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chris in Paris.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I watched the debate, and I summed it up this way. Kamala Harris was a student, and Mike Pence was the principal.
You're right. Mm-hmm. All right.
And another thing I heard Hannity say was that when Kamala Harris was talking about President Lincoln and his Supreme Court.
I'm going to talk about that right now.
That wasn't true.
Yep, it's not. And I'm going to talk about that right now. Thank you very much. Now, Kyle, she did say, well, when Honest Abe was there, and I'm glad you brought that up, she says, we're 27 days to go in the election. Why, he said that he didn't think it was right, and he just wasn't going to appoint a Supreme Court justice during that time. You know what the truth is about that?
Well, what she said is not true. I know that.
But do you know what the truth is?
Well, I think Congress was not in session.
Bingo! They were not in session. They were out campaigning because in those days you had to take a horse and buggy or a train or whatever to get to wherever you were going to go campaign. But Congress, the House and the Senate, was not in session, was not going to be until after the election. And as soon as the Congress came back from election, the first thing that Abe Lincoln did was hand him the nomination for the next Supreme Court justice. So, Kamala lied again.
Well, and the way she tried to portray it, it seemed like that was just too good to be true. I mean,
it was too good to be true because it was a lie.
Well, of course, but the way she presented it, it was kind of like people go, oh, my goodness. Well,
all right, we got another call. Let's drift down over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi there. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'm calling regarding the voting. My ballot was mailed to the wrong address. It was actually given to me. And then when I called the number, the information that they provided regarding the postal service was incorrect. And I reported it to the supervisor of election. And then I received something else from the United States Postal Service that has to do with certified mail that detached the green card. The carrier signed it for me. And I said, there are legal issues regarding that. This person paid for me to get this information. And I really am questioning about what the United States Postal Service is doing right now.
Where do you live?
Arizona.
Okay, I don't know, but I would certainly call your postmaster.
I did call them, and they said they were trying to verify the information with the carriers so that they understood the information.
All right, we'll make the next call to your congressman.
Anyway, I appreciate your being on there, and I thought the debate was rather interesting. You take care, okay?
Thank you very much. Yeah, my next call would be to the congressman, possibly even the police. That sounds like the identity theft.
Right, yeah, so, yeah. Contact the authorities.
Because you're getting something that's, and by the way, we did hear about the, was it 11,000 ballots that were sent out to North Carolina that were already made out for the people they sent them to? They were already filled in?
Yeah, the voter registration or something like that.
Yeah, that's not right. By the way, President Trump's early response to the coronavirus pandemic was a phenomenal accomplishment and saved lives. Now, one of the people that said that was little Dr. Fauci, whose name came up again last night. He said the Trump administration acted very, very early to combat the spread of the virus and did not delay in putting in place mitigation strategies. Now, on February the 11th of this year, top Biden coronavirus advisor Ron Klain admitted the Trump administration was far from not doing anything at all. They did everything they could to begin with. And then you got the governors like Andrew Cuomo and your governor out there, Newsom, who came in and praised the president for his quick response to their problems. So think about that, folks, as we go to break. We're coming back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. And again, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Donna Fiduci.
Scotia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. You're out there in the highway. You see a Flying J or a Pilot Travel Center. Pull on in there. Check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And tell them you heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. And don't forget to become a member of the Drivers Club either, because you'll get an opportunity to get points for the fuel you buy, the food you eat, the things you buy in the store. And guess what? You'll be able to use them for a discount, or you'll be able to accumulate them and get something from the Drivers Club. All right. I'm going to dedicate this banger right here, this headbanger. I'm going to dedicate this to Kamala Harris. Right about now, she's probably banging her head up against the wall. Everybody's telling her what a great job she did. And I'm going to bring Kyle in on this. Everybody's telling her what a great job she did. And when, in fact, even the liberals out there, the news people and the media people, are saying, not so fast.
Not so fast. Damage control will be the order of the day, Captain, for the Biden campaign.
Now, what did I tell you was going to happen next? Because she got out. And again, the fact checks on her are going to be over the top tomorrow. Over the top. And I'm telling you, she's going to be lucky if she'll be able to be at a yard sale.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be too front and center. And by the way, Captain, they won't let her talk to the press either. She's never got a chance to hone those skills about policy or Biden's idea or whatever it is. And that really did not do well for her.
All right, well, here we go. We got to get into this, and here comes the weather. It's all about right now along the Gulf States down here, Hurricane Delta. It's moving northward right now across the Gulf of Mexico and will likely approach the Louisiana coastline by late Friday with extremely dangerous big-time monstrous winds, 115, 20, 25, 30 miles an hour or more, and life-threatening storm surge, heavy rainfall, and lots of flooding. There'll be tornadoes in with this, too. Now, the remainder of the country will experience mainly tranquil conditions, although some showers and thunderstorms are expected across the Great Lakes into the Northeast through Thursday. And elsewhere, there's a possibility this weekend that we might see some white stuff in some of the higher elevations. But, Kyle, you take it away and tell what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight with some low humidity and gusty winds that are being reported in the fire weather warning sections here of the areas of Montana that are affected by this, also areas of Wyoming. So if you're traveling along I-15 near Great Falls, you're encountering that fire weather warning. Also, if you're traveling along I-94 near Billings, you're also going to be encountering that as well. Moving south down into Wyoming, as I mentioned, also fire weather warnings throughout much of the state. And again, that's low humidity and also chance of gusty winds there as well. We do have an air quality alert near Casper that we can see. And moving south down into Colorado, the I-25 corridor, air quality alert still going on there, of course, because of the wildfires and smoke and so forth in the Fort Collins, Denver, and Colorado Springs area. And, Captain, also, we're looking at maybe some lower temperatures in the Pacific Northwest as that system begins to move in. We're still looking for some rain in the areas of Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, for example, towards the end of the week. It looks like Friday or Saturday they might be able to get some rain there. Air quality alerts shrinking a little bit in Central California, so that is a good sign. A lot of those fires they're containing, but they're not out yet, of course. And also some cooler temperatures, a little bit coming into the southwest, looking at Phoenix with 99 for Friday, and Palm Springs at 97. So just dipping below the triple digits there.
All right. Well, the big story for all you truckers, if you're down below on I-10 and you're running the east-west routes down there, going down to Miami or Orlando or Tampa or Jacksonville, and you're coming across 10 from the west coast, or you're leaving Jacksonville to go out west, you do not want to be on I-10 starting today and tonight. It's going to get worse. It's going to get much worse. Winds will be out there. Surf will come up. It'll be winds high enough to blow a truck over, a semi, so you don't want to be there. You want to get yourself up on I-20 or I-40, going back and forth, the big cross-country guys. Now, I will tell you that right now, anywheres, and I'm looking at this, it's really kind of scary to look at it, this storm is growing in size. It's getting bigger. And as a result, you have got a wind field that's going to be out all the way from about Pensacola, Florida, to somewhere around Austin, Texas, it looks like, with tropical force winds. Now, the main part of the winds are going to be, God forbid, here we go again, Lake Charles, Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, Beaumont, Texas, up through there. The storm is getting bigger in circumference. It's getting tropical force winds going out further, hurricane force winds going out further. This is a very well-organized storm. It's growing in size, approaching the northern Gulf Coast, life-threatening storm surge, dangerous hurricane force winds, likely to start Friday, particularly for portions of the Louisiana coast. Storm surge, hurricane warnings are in effect. Remember, right side of the storm, worst place to be, so you folks across Louisiana, over into Mississippi, not going to be pretty over that way, and flash, urban, small stream, and minor and isolated moderate river flooding is likely Friday and Saturday, along with tornadoes with this storm as it moves in. It's already forecast to go up into Arkansas and cut across the northern part of Mississippi and Alabama, up of Birmingham, up that way, and then up into Tennessee, Nashville. You could get some of this. Memphis, you could get some of this. Lots and lots of rain up there. Might have some winds up there, but nothing like what is going to be down below here. It'll go from a Cat 3 to a Cat 1, it looks like, in about the first 50 miles, but it could come in as a 4. It all depends. There's nothing really to slow this thing down, Kyle. This is another dangerous, dangerous storm. Number 4 for this same area.
It certainly is, Captain. As you mentioned, this could strengthen perhaps to a Cat 4, according to the microwave satellite imagery from earlier on Wednesday night. It did show that there was convection happening there, and that is a sign that Delta is, in fact, strengthening.
Well, the millibars on this storm continue to drop, and that's a good indicator right there, because it is strengthening. It's going back to a Category 2, and then it's definitely going to make the 3. The winds at 11 o'clock Eastern Time were sustained 100 miles an hour with gusts to 115 to 120. It was moving at 17 miles an hour, and this storm is probably, and by the way, it's millibars down to 973 millibars. That's lower than what it was last night when we talked at this time when the winds were higher.
That's true. Exactly right. And so, again, definitely a rainmaker. You mentioned Lake Charles. Looking at some of these projections here and so forth, yes, that is definitely one of the areas that could see a lot of wind and rain, of course.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to get in again and take your calls after the top of the hour at 877-969-8600. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. And, yes, we are talking about the debate as well as some other things that are out there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.